The Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum here in Chattanooga is rolling ahead while navigating safety during life under COVID-19. Steve Freer is operations supervisor at the museum.
Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray. Glad to be here.
Tell us how you are running things now at the museum.
Well, things are definitely different as they are everywhere. We were closed for a while. We were closed for almost 2 months, but we have reopened. In June, we reopened the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum for Missionary Ridge Local Service. That is our standard ride, and we are running that currently 4 days a week, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So you might call it an extended weekend. And we are running 4 departures on each of those days. They're running at 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30. So we have 4 trains a day, and they have been well received. We do have pretty good ridership. Obviously, we're at a much smaller capacity than normal, and following all of the guidelines that have been put forth, a lot of things are going on as far as trying to keep everyone safe, not only the riders, but also our staff as well. But we are planning on adding some of the other train rides back into the schedule. There are some decisions that still have to be made and some planning, but we do hope that some of the trips into Northwest Georgia, such as the Chickamauga Turn, will be able to restart. We are planning on running our dinner trains with some restrictions, probably starting in August. Our satellite service out of Etowah, Tennessee, the Hiawassee River Rail Adventure Trips, we are hoping to reopen that again on a limited basis, probably with our standard loop trip, which goes to Farner rather than all the way to Copper Hill, just so that it's a shorter trip. And then looking forward to autumn and even into Christmas. We do have our popular North Pole Limited service that has run for over 20 years, and we're looking at that, seeing if there's any changes that need to be made and trying to decide on dates and times and things like that. But we're hopeful that we'll be able to have somewhat of a season this year. It's definitely been challenging.
What are the challenges that you've had so far? The idea of riding a train, even if you make room for social distancing on the train, it's a different experience.
Well, it is. In some ways, it's somewhat enjoyable because you have a little bit more elbow room, you might say. But again, we're following all the guidelines. We have touchless ticketing currently. We're encouraging people to buy their tickets for the Missionary Ridge Local in advance. And that way, when they arrive on property, again, following the protocol right now, masks are required not only on the train, but also in the stations and with the county guidelines that we're following as well. You know, anytime a visitor is around anyone else within 6 feet, then they should be wearing a mask. So I guess you could say that for a majority of the visit, people will be wearing masks. But of course, we're encouraging social distancing. We have that reduction in capacity. Our walkways have been set up for single direction. We have increased cleaning and sanitizing protocols that are being followed, especially on the train in between our departure times. Not only do we have lower capacity on the Missionary Ridge Local trains, but we also have a longer in between the departure times, so less frequent departures, so that we do have time for that cleaning in between the train times. We have installed touchless restroom fixtures and I think nearly 24 hand sanitizing stations throughout the property. Again, we're encouraging advanced ticket sales, and also they do have to answer several screening questions when they arrive, as they get not their ticket right now, but their wristband. They're issued a wristband with a color coordination that will denote the coach that they will be sitting in. And then we are lining people up to board the train separately, 6 foot distance, and they're actually lining up by car color. And then we're loading the train one car at a time and trying to reduce people having to walk past others while on the train. So quite a few things are going on, really. Of course, our employees also are screened each morning with their temperature taken and the screening questions and so forth. So there's a lot to it.
What's the turnout that you've had so far? And what are you hearing from your peers at other museums like yours, either in the Southeast or elsewhere in the country?
Well, we've not had too many discussions with other tourist railroads or recreational railroads, whatever you'd like to call it, around. We're trying to stay in touch with the local attractions. Of course, also in discussion with the Chattanooga Tourism Company and the things that they're doing locally. And we're also aligned with several other groups that we try to take some pointers from, including the Southern Highlands Attractions Group, of which TBRM is a member. But we've had good ridership. We've had some additional capacity that has gone unused. But on a daily basis, when we're open, we definitely have visitors. They're having a good time and hopefully learning a little bit about our regional railroad history.
And for more information, where can people go online and where can they call?
Sure. Well, yeah, that is the best way to find out our current schedule and order your tickets online at our website, which is tvrail.com. And our phone number is 894-8028, of course, 423 area code. And we're happy to try to answer any questions. Our office is currently open on a limited basis, but if you don't get an answer when you call, you're always welcome to leave a message.
All right. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.